Cookies. This actually did happen to a real person, and the real person was me. I'd gone to catch a train. This was April 1976, in Cambridge, UK. I was a bit early for the train. I'd gotten the time of the train wrong. I went to get myself a newspaper to do the crossword, and a cup of coffee, and a packet of cookies. I went and sat at the table. I want you to picture this, the scene. It's very important that you get this very clear in your mind. Here's the table, newspaper, cup of coffee, and a packet of cookies. There's a guy sitting opposite me, perfectly ordinary looking guy, wearing a business suit, carrying a briefcase. It didn't look like he was going to do anything weird. What he did was this. He suddenly leaned across, picked up the packet of cookies, tore it open, took one out, and ate it. Now this, I have to say, it's the sort of thing the British are very bad at dealing with. There's nothing in our background, upbringing, or education that teaches us how to deal with someone who is in broad daylight had stolen your cookies. But in the end, I did what any red-blooded Englishman would do. I ignored it. And I stared at the newspaper, took a sip of coffee, tried to do a clue in the newspaper, couldn't do anything, and thought, what am I going to do? In the end, I thought, nothing for it, I'll just have to go for it. And I tried very hard not to notice the fact that the packet was already mysteriously opened. I took out a cookie for myself. I thought that settled him.